SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, Carver, hi, honestly, I just saw my pal Lee Steinberg speaking at Pepperdine. I cannot even get over the fact that my son turned down Pepperdine, let alone Indiana, to go to San Diego State. I have seen it all. I've seen it all. It's just, you don't turn down Pepperdine. He said it's too religious. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah, he's fine where he is. San Diego State, down there. Southern California. I mean, he's got Pepperdine. You don't need Pepperdine. I mean, come on. You want to go hang out with the Aztecs down there in San Diego State. That's a spot for him. Updated odds to win the West. Of course, four teams left as we hit these game fours tonight. Nuggets favored. The Lakers now. Right there with them. Plus 200 to win the Western Conference, then the Suns, and then the Warriors at plus 425. The Nuggets have the most bets. Out of any of these teams to win this.
Look, if the Lakers win tonight, then you have to start seriously having a conversation that it's a real possibility that they're going to play for another ring for LeBron James. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Like, we keep thinking they're going to be this terrible team that was a play-in team, and they haven't been that at all. They've been, ever since they made the deals and got Hachimura, Vandy, and D'Lo, everything changed. They were a terrible team, and now they're favored with the Nuggets to play in the Western Final. And, you know, what am I going to just take the Nuggets over the Lakers because what? They're high altitude? I'm not doing that. Like, LeBron James and AD are better than everyone on the floor, maybe except Joker. You could only put him in that conversation. I love Murray, but you're not going to put him in a conversation with LeBron and Anthony Davis, all right? He's, you know, at best fourth on that list, at best, okay? So can you even fathom? Because they were in the bubble. They won it all, which is like a phony ring, if you ask me. The booger ring is what that was. Everybody was sick, and then they stole that thing. And then now you're telling me that a play-in team's going to play for an NBA crown? I've seen it all. I really have. It's like, it's almost to me like the whole thing's fixed. Like, it's done by the league and Adam Silver to get LeBron James whatever he wants. And then they spent all day yesterday talking about his son, like he was in the NBA already. They spent 24 hours talking about him going to college.
He'll be there in a year, right? Or very soon.
Whatever. Everything in this league is about LeBron James. Everything. No one else matters. Everything. Not one player.
Everything. In the East, the Celtics are minus 190. Sixers are 4-1. Heat are 5-1. The Knicks down 2-1 are 12-1 to win the Eastern Conference.
So are you going to bet against Spo and Jimmy Butler, like, you know, ever?
It's definitely hard to bet against those guys. You have a guy who raises his game so much in the playoffs. You have probably the best coach. Let's be honest. Not probably. I think he is the best coach. Not just left. Maybe in the whole league. I know everybody loves Popovich. He's been around for a million years. The job that Spoelstra's done in Miami, and everybody thought he was just this guy that was picked to watch over, you know, LeBron and Wade and Bosh, and I think he's shown he's a hell of a lot more than that over the past 10-plus years.
He's amazing.
He's a hell of a lot more than that. He's an unbelievable coach. So it's very hard to bet against them, that's for sure. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday, SiriusXM 159 Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. And finally, before we get to tonight, is the full thing, the whole enchilada, odds to win the whole title. Celtics favored, Nuggets, and then the Lakers, plus 450. Plus 650 for the Suns. And then on the bottom row, Warriors, Sixers, Heat, and the Knicks on the bottom over there.
God, it's just unbelievable to me. I can't even fathom. What is that number, 22-1 for the Heat?
The Heat right now, 22-1. 22.
And this guy, Butler, every night, have you ever seen anything like it? How this guy gets the ball 99% of the time and then goes and scores, and no one defends him. No one can stop him.
No one.
And he's 6'7". But he plays like he's 7'2". I mean, a guy goes to the paint and goes to work. And I mean, my man, and I even told you this 1,000 times, he's no three-point shooter. But in the playoffs, he is. The guy never shoots threes. And then all of a sudden in the playoffs, he's, 90% from three. It's just, I'm not betting against them. That's it.
If you think that they can beat the Celtics, I'd go get the 22-1 now. If you think that they could beat the Celtics, because that's something you're going
to... Well, you already told me today that, and I believe in the word of Carver High over all others. Why would I? You already said they're stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. I'll take it right now. Thank you.
I would not. I think the Heat are more fundamentally sound than the Celtics. And I know the Celtics.
No one respects them, and they keep killing everyone. They beat the Bucks. They were favored to win it all. They annihilated.
Celtics make a lot of mistakes. The Celtics fall asleep at the wheel a lot. The Heat do not. That would be a very interesting series if we get
there. By the way, Cole Hamels just said to Mavi, I heard him in my ear, he said, this guy's crazy. This guy Ferrell that I'm interning for. This guy's crazy. There's something wrong with this guy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tonight, these games, I have to tell you, I'm insane, but I just cannot back the Knicks. I woke up, I'm like 4.5. What did they lose by, 20 something? I just can't. They have looked so awful. You know what they look like to me? They look like a team with the red light on in the gas meter. You know where it says you got 25 miles left? Yep. You better hit to the gas station. They got nothing left in the tank. They got 25 miles left, and that'll be games 4 and 5, and they should be finished. They look shot to me. Randall never was the same after he rolled his ankle twice, and quickly now with an ankle. Mitchell Robinson obviously is playing with a problem with his hip. And that means he's not effective. He hasn't done, he had 14 rebounds in game one. That was it. He hasn't done anything since. And, I love the fact that Hartenstein spells him and plays his ass off, but he really is clumsy. He really is sloppy and stone hands. I don't want to hear, you cannot throw the ball into him inside. You're gonna drop it and lose it, and it's going to bounce off his hands. They don't have anyone left. Brunson has not been good. Barrett finally hit a wall. What reason on the face of the earth do you have for me backing them? You know what I did? I bet the over in the game because I don't think they can stop the Heat. And I think the Knicks have to score 100-plus tonight just to be in the game.
208.5 is the total. It is still 4.5 right now. I just, after watching them on Saturday, I can't. I can't do it. I was very high on them on Friday. That was way too gutless for me. I have to sit back and just see how they perform tonight. Maybe I'll do something in-game with it, but I can't take 4.5. I can't play them to win. You might be onto something with the over at 208.5. They're going to have to play faster. It hasn't been working for them. They got to move the pace up a little bit. And then Quickley's, I guess, doubtful. That he's done anything. Obviously, he's been hurt, but... He's out of the
your
mix,
theory,
it sounds like.
Your theory always on C2C has been if you can't get a good feel for a bet pregame, there's only one way to do it. It's in-game. There's absolutely no reason to back the Knicks at all. They suck. I mean, I thought they had a great season. I thought they looked great against the Cavs. And then all these little things, the ankles of Randall, quickly now. Mitchell's hip. It's all, and Brunson's, he's all kinds of banged up. Brunson's playing basically cripple. And now Barrett hit a wall. Once Barrett hit a wall, because Barrett was their best player. He was the highest scorer. Once he hit a wall, they were finished.
He was very good in the Cavs series. You have not gotten the same Barrett here against the Heat in round number two. If the Knicks come out in the first 5 or 6 minutes and look like they care, then I'll probably jump on them in the game. But they were completely gutless on Saturday. I have to walk away. The night game, of course, in Los Angeles, the Warriors and the Lakers. Warriors looking to even things up, getting 2.5 at the crypto. 228.5 is the total.
Again, an over, because there's no stopping Curry and Thompson, and that's just all there is to it. Poole, Wiggins, there's no stopping them. And I still think the Lakers are playing better than the Warriors. The Warriors never went on the road. What, 90% of people are betting on the Warriors tonight to win this game? Like, it is so lock, stock, and barrel that automatic, it's a done deal that they're going to win tonight. It's so automatic. I'm taking the Lakers -2.5. I mean, the Lakers have no chance to win tonight, and they're playing at the Crypt. They haven't lost one playoff game there yet. And they got LeBron James, and they got Anthony Davis, and that's all I have to say. And I haven't even started talking about D'Lo popping 17 to 20 a game. And, you know, I just think they're playing way better than the Warriors. I mean, they slaughtered them Saturday night. Slaughtered. I ordered Italian. Oh, Carver High. The piccata was going. I had the shrimp cocktail, the Caesar. I had the pizza going. You get a little fire oven, pizza on top. Just, they're like, bro, haven't you ordered enough food? I'm like, no, I haven't ordered enough food. I got pizza too, because I'll heat that up Sunday. So I watched that game and won money. Mafia knows. I won money on the Lakers. All I know is no one thinks they can win tonight. I mean, no one. I'm all over them. Now I'm all over them.
I mean, I know the Warriors busted them up in game two. I get that that was in San Francisco, so there's been a couple of blowouts in a row here in this series. This is like the opposite of the Knicks for me. I know that the Warriors have shown they can give me a big effort on the road as bad as they've been. That game five in Sacramento, you know, and obviously the seventh game they won there showed me that maybe they can give a big performance on the road. I'm going to go to the Warriors one more time tonight. Getting the 2.5. I think that they win the game. I know everybody's going to be on it. And over tonight, too. That game the other night, I mean, the Warriors didn't score 100 points. I just can't see that two games in a row. So I think that they will get the scoreboard going a little bit tonight and score some. So there you go. Warriors and the Lakers. You'll talk more about it with Coach in a few minutes. They expect – I saw the Iguodala thing. Who cares? What's he going to do? If he plays, that guy's stale bread, Iguodala. What does it matter if he practices? Seriously, does he make it? Who's they're putting him in the rotation?
I love how we abuse people on this show. My buddy, my buddy wrote me. I haven't talked to him in a long time. This guy said to me today, he said, "And you and that guy just abuse people on that show." He goes, "It's awesome." And he goes, "I listen on 159." He goes, "It's so awesome. You two making fun of people, and we are good at it. Thank you very much."
Yeah, it's just I don't understand why they'd be throwing a parade for that guy. Like, what?
In college, would you have eaten stale bread if that was it? You were down to the stale bread. I'd still eat it.
You know, it's a different story. You know that? Yeah, you got to if you throw it in the oven for about 7 minutes, 8 minutes at 3.
Scrape off the green.
It tastes a little bit better. So there you go. Your night in the NBA. We're ready to rock with a couple of game fours. I have lots of hockey. You're going to go back to the NBA with Coach in a couple of minutes. Everybody does love hockey. Maybe we'll just listen to this now, and then later on, when we do all the hockey, we could come back and really talk about it. What a shame to see the Leafs going down 3-0 in Sunrise against the Panthers. Oh, my goodness. Who is it? It's Sam Reinhart on TVS. Look out.
Reinhart changing sides of the ice for Lundell. Return to Reinhart right in front. He scores!
How do you you let that, guy set up shop right there and not clear that out and get him out of there in overtime.
Not only that, if you scroll that play back about 40 seconds, Reinhardt does like some little dipsy do at center ice, like holding up. Nobody breathed on him. He does a little dipsy do at center ice, goes over the line, puts the puck around behind the net, goes on his own behind the net to get the puck, untouched the entire time. The Leafs, Scotty, it's around later than usual, but it's same old Leafs. I guess they could say they got their series win. They broke the 20-year streak. This looks like the team that's lost in the first round the last few years.
Yeah.
The Stars have done nothing. No goals and four assists combined between Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares. They're not touched. They're letting the Florida guys basically skate all over them. Wow. Wow, what a gutless performance. Just like the Knicks, gutless from them.
I think everyone in Toronto needs to just really start drinking booze. It's over.
Yeah.
You need to wash it off and just drink as much scotch as possible and smoke just tons of weed, because your hockey team sucks and they never get it done ever. And 1967 was a long time ago, and you guys still suck. You're finished. Put a fork in them.
Going to add another year to the ledger. Another year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So the NHL playoffs bet and get deal is great at BetMGM. Use the bonus code SGNHL. How do you get it? Well, first of all, download the BetMGM app on iOS or Android. Put $10 in your new account. Place a pregame moneyline wager. Release $10 on an NHL playoff game at standard odds price. Get bonus bets instantaneously, regardless of the wager. You're going to get your bonus bets, which is free money, son, where I come from. Get it all at BetMGM. Go to BetMGM.com for the NHL playoffs bet and get. All right, it's time for the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM with the one and only Coach James Young. What is agility twitch? You just gave me some
foot
kind
twitch.
Of Chinese, son. Like, what?
No,
what?
Foot twitch.
What? What?
Foot twitch. We gotta get chop.
Is that when
twitch.
I got like a twitch?
Yeah. What's your leg? What's your leg? Quick twitch. This ability to move quickly. Change speeds. Listen, you don't have to be fast. You just have to be quick with that first step and play angles. Once we get chop suey net, everything else is gravy.
Dude, I had a steal today at almost 58 years old, and I was going down the court on a two-on-one, and this guy knew I was going to finish, and he came at me, and I behind the back to the speedy guard for the game winner, and my other teammate said it was sexual, watching me that old, that slow, steal the ball on a lazy pass and go behind the back like Marovich to this guy who's a cheetah and finish. It was the greatest moment of my life. That must be that quickness for all, like a cat. I'm like,
yeah, right, quick. There it is. Quick twitch. There you go. I like that.
All right. Coach, I think that the Knicks are finished.
Yeah. The Knicks are finished because, let's be honest, they're just, Randle ain't it. Randle's not it. And Brunson is hurt. Now you have no quickly probably tonight with the ankle.
Right.
Grimes has not gotten the minutes. RJ is a train wreck. And it's Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler, when he gets to the playoffs, is like Popeye when he eats his spinach. Like, no one can stop him. It's just the way it is. And then don't even get me on Spoelstra versus Tibbs. I mean, that's just... I mean, Spoelstra versus anybody is advantage Spoelstra. But to me, 4 days off, the Knicks look, we talked about on Saturday on In-Game Live, they didn't look prepared. They didn't look ready. And it'll be interesting to see if Tibbs has any adjustments. I would bring Josh Hart off the bench. I would put Grimes into the starting lineup. That's the lineup that you made the run the second half of the year. And I think Josh Hart is best as a sixth man.
You and I did that show Saturday. Tell people how mad I was watching it.
Oh, jeez. Well, I thought that poor Freeze was going to have an intervention because it was pretty bad between, you know, Scott and I. It was a lot of consumption of beverages during the game and definitely after the game because it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Rough to watch. I'm just hoping they're competitive tonight, Scotty. I just want the game to be competitive. I want the Knicks to show up and show some grit and some toughness. I just think right now the way the Heat are playing, it's hard to go against them.
Listen, I said some crazy stuff today on the show. Like 22-1 is what their number is to win it all. They destroyed the Bucks. They're destroying the Knicks. And Carver High said the Celtics are stupid. They play stupid basketball. And I don't think Philly can beat them, even though they did beat them. I thought what they did was that when you get the lead and you get an open three with nobody 20 feet from you, you make the shot, it's game over, and you cover. Instead, they lost. I still think Boston's winning that series. But I do believe, like, I'm crazy enough to say this, I think Miami will beat them.
Advantage Spoelstra. I mean, that's all you need to know. Advantage Spoelstra. That guy is so – the game moves so quick in the playoffs, and the adjustments have to be so fast that you always got to be ready. And Spoelstra seems to be ready better than anybody else. He adjusts, and here's the thing, Fro. We talked about this Saturday. No one is better in the NBA of playing to your strengths and hiding your weaknesses. You look at Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, and Kyle Lowry, and you think them four can play defense? All of a sudden, you go to Miami Heat. They look like four versions of Michael Cooper out there. You can't get by on any of them. So to me, it's just a matter of what he does as a coach. And I'm not, honestly, are you impressed with the way the Celtics have been? I haven't. No. Are you impressed by Philadelphia? They're all over the place. It's hard to bet against Miami. Remember, folks, they were the one seed last year for a reason. I just think they Muhammad Ali everybody, and they did the rope-a-dope all regular season and just said, let's just get into the playoffs, and then we'll figure it out.
I believe you. So let me say this. If they suspend Joker, I'm done watching the NBA for the rest of the
time. Let's put this to bed right now. All right, right now, let's put this to bed. First things first, if you are an owner, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Spike Lee, Jack Nicholson. If you're front row and you got the ball, give it to the player. Espia tried to hold it off. Two, he put his hands on his hip before Joker hit him. Three, you play for Michigan State. Don't flop. And if you're going to flop, flop better than a flop you gave. I mean, a bad wrestler would have fell better than that. And here's the last thing. It should have been a delay game warning at the minimum, because if you're going to penalize this guy for being he's an owner, then he's a team official. He could get that, and he could have got a technical foul. To me, that should have been it. Offsetting tax or nothing. Let's move on. Too much talk about this. Espia, stay out of it. Go to the owner's box if you want to get
Are you making funny of Rowdy Roddy Piper at this point? Of Ric Flair? Of honestly, like the wrestlers, they have this down pat, the flop. I mean, it would have been beautiful.
I said a bad wrestler. I didn't say the Nature Boy. I didn't say Roddy Piper. I didn't say Hulk Hogan, although I like the Hollywood Hulk Hogan better than the regular one.
I do.
The yellow
Randy
and black one.
Savage, Macho Man.
No. Oh, yeah, dig it. I'm not knocking
people's elbow.
Any of those guys. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Joker almost gave him the people's elbow, and you don't get the Joker's family involved. And suspend Joker. You're going to get all those suckers, the brothers coming after you? Psh, leave it alone. Let's just give this guy a
five. Serbian mob. Now, I know that you obviously are thinking the Dubs are going to be in this game tonight. I know you'll do your Scooby Snacks now. You think they're winning like everyone else. 95% of the people now are on the Dubs to win tonight. Like, it's automatic. They've looked terrible.
Yes. And let's go over to my plays. And you know what? Let's start with that one, Mafia. I'm going with the Warriors, because AD comes out to play every other game. I'm going with the Warriors. I'm going to go with the Warriors plus the points, plus 2.5. Yes, I do believe they can get this done with Golden State. 4-0 against spread the last four following an ATS loss. Lakers are 2-5 against spread following an ATS win. I think Draymond stays out of foul trouble. They're going to go back to that small lineup and look to see who Anthony Davis guards. He plays drop coverage. They're going to get that ball to that person, whether it's Jermichael Green or it is Draymond, and let them attack on the pick and roll. Give me plus 2.5. Next, I'm a Knicks fan. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Give me the Miami Heat minus 4.5. Why? I told you. Spoelstra. I see all I need to see. Knicks are 1-4 against the spread the last five meetings. They're 6-0 at Miami the last six games overall. 5-0 against the spread the last five home games, and they've covered all three games in this series. I think they're the better team, and Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler, and the Knicks aren't healthy. Give me the Miami Heat minus 4.5. And for the low-hanging fruit of the day, ready for this one? You like this one. Ready? Mitchell Robinson over 5.5 points plus assists. Wait, what? Mitchell Robinson passes the ball? No, he don't pass the ball. But he's over in 10 of his last 12 games, 5 out of the last 9 versus Miami. Here's the thing, folks, on BetMGM. His points prop is 5.5. His assist prop is 0.5. They hung the points and assist prop at 5.5. So I'm going to take the chance that maybe he gets an O board and a kick out. Now I need one less point. Give me Mitchell Robinson over 5.5 points plus assists.
So what did you think of the rookie All-NBA first and second teams?
Ain't nothing surprising. I mean, Banchero did his thing. I think the teams were pretty well selected. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't care about the rookie year and this all-rookie team. I want to see you in year three, right? You know, once you get in, especially after year one, how much of a jump does a guy like Paolo Banchero do? Does he take a team like, you know, the Magic and lead them to a playoff with a young core? What does Jaden Ivey do for an encore? Does Walker Castle continue to play as well as he did as a rookie? You know, what do you get out of Jalen Duren, who didn't play much at the beginning of the year? So to me, it's about what they do in the next 2 years or so. A lot of young talent on young teams that we think should be, Pharrell, taking the next step.
Did you think Smart was going to hit the wide open three to win and cover the 2.5 at the end of regulation?
No, Joe Mazzulla, you screw it up. 2 timeouts, burn 1, advance the ball, shoot it 8 seconds. You don't score, foul, take your other timeout, advance the ball. They screwed themselves yesterday. It's all on Mazzulla.
All right, enjoy the games tonight, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, famous Seamus McGee joins us from BetMGM to talk about the Hizzy, per usual, on a Monday on C2C. Good to see you, Seamus. Let's start with the Kentucky Derby. What was the action like on the Run for the Roses? How did you guys keep up with all of the many changes that took place during the week? Horses dying, horses scratched, the favorite scratched, the morning of the race, and then to top it off, the favorite ended up Angel of Empire. This guy, Matt, goes up to the window and bets $1 million, and it went from, you know, 2 favorites to 1, and it dropped all the way down to 4-1. What did all the chaos do at the house for you guys? What was that like?
So it's always a fun time of year when the Derby comes around, and you really got to try to be in tune as much as you can to all the news that's going on. A lot of times there'll be bettors telling you through bets what's happening down on the track. So it was really keeping an eye on your ticker and just making sure you're ahead of the news. I mean, that the day of the race was crazy, considering the favorite gets knocked out. Matt comes in with this big bet. It was really fun, and what a race it was. I mean, it's a great result for the book. We took a huge handle this year compared to the recent years we've started offering it. It's been really great.
So, I knew that horse wasn't going to win. The minute I saw that guy dropping $1.5 million on it, because he doesn't win bets. He's won like one bet out of what, 30 or 40 big bets he's plopped down. I'm just being honest. Like, let's get real here. If you're gonna seek that kind of attention and publicity as a heavy at every event he shows up and does his magic, and then you never hit any bets, then people have to call you out that every time that guy bets, run the other way naked with a candle in your hand because he doesn't hit bets. That's all there is to it. I don't care what anybody says. He gets so much attention for someone that sucks at betting. I mean, honestly, let's just get down to business here. Like, and you know what? I'm done being nice. I don't know that guy from Adam. I interviewed him once. I'm bored to death. Here's the deal. What I want to know is, are you stunned by how many people are addicted to betting on these horses? Like, when I go to the sports book, honestly, like, let's just get real here for a second. If I go to the Meadowlands, it is packed with, it is just packed with horse betting. Meanwhile, the bar's empty, the steakhouse is empty, the sports book is empty. The satellite windows they're 40 deep. And then if you go to Vegas, there's one thing I knew. Like, I'd go to this, Mavi was with me. We went to eat steaks in the Mirage. It's this great place that has the hot, the coal steak. They put them on the, they cook them. You cook them yourself on the plate in front of you. The stone cooking steaks, right? We're in this place and I'm looking over Mavi and they're like, look at the horse book. I mean, there was like 5,000 people in there, jonesing, betting on horses. And I mean, you look over the sports book, there's nobody in there. Does that blow your mind?
I just think you see it every year around this time of the year, the Derby comes on, and people who haven't watched a horse race since literally 365 days ago are out there telling you about their long shot pick that they have to go. It has surprised me a lot because a lot of the days throughout the year after summer's over, you don't really see the horse book as packed as it usually is, except at the Meadowlands. I'll say that the simulcast of the Meadowlands, that place is packed almost every time I walk in there.
Oh my God. Like, it is just automatic. I mean, are you kidding me? It's automatic. I used to do my show in there and there would be 500 people screaming at those TVs and eating hot dogs and dirty water. It was the most unbelievable thing. Mavi and I'd be like, look at these people. They're like degenerates. I mean, it was crazy. All right, let's talk about that Nuggets Sun series. How has the series, now that it's 2-2, changed for the house in terms of odds and everything else, and how the action's going now that the Suns evened it up in the Valley?
Yeah, so before the series, we were getting pretty good two-way action on the series price. Game one was a great book for us. It was a huge handle, two of our better performing states as well. And ever since the Nuggets won game one, it's been a lot of one-way traffic on the Nuggets. Even after they dropped game three, we had a good result last night on game four. So it's been a lot of Nuggets money coming in the past couple weeks on this series. It feels like everyone saw game one and two and feel like the Nuggets are the better team here.
Now that things are tied in Boston and Philly as well, how are you guys sizing that series up?
It's been a tough one, that series, for us. We can't really seem to get on the real right side of the book here. I mean, game one, I think I sat here last week, I told you all we need is the Sixers not to win. And of course, Harden goes off for his best game of his playoff career. And then since then, it's just been, little break-evens the last three games. It's been a tough one. I think we're going to need the Sixers to – the Sixers are actually a loser in the series book now, pardon me. It's been a lot of money coming in on Boston, but enough money's come in on Philly at that plus money price where we actually may need Boston to come out winning this series.
So are most people – it sounds like you're betting Boston – and who are most people betting on in Denver, Phoenix?
Denver. Denver for sure at the moment.
Wow, that's crazy. And that's and obviously in those states they're favoring their team, but everywhere else is still Denver.
It certainly seems like it. I mean, I remember before the series started, it was a good handle on the series book, and then it's just been one-way traffic pretty constantly after game one ended.
So how much money are you guys making off of stupid New Yorkers that think the Knicks are in this series?
I mean, it's actually a pretty good-looking two-way book we have on this this series price for the Knicks and the Heat. You would have thought we'd get all this New York money. Maybe we are, but it's plenty of people betting on the Heat as well. It's a good-looking book for us right now.
And what about you? You went to the Knicks games in the playoffs. You're a gigantic Knicks fan and Ranger fan. What was your feeling about how bad they looked on Saturday? And then I want to know what you thought of them firing Gallant. I thought that was stupid.
I'll touch on the Rangers first. You can't show up in a game seven like that with the pieces that we have. And look, he made zero adjustments. Games 3 through 7, he got flat out outcoached by Lindy Ruff, a guy who used to be on our bench. So I'm pretty okay with the firing. I think you got to bring in, my personal thing is a veteran guy. I don't think I would mind seeing Peter Laviolette behind the bench.
Jesus, I think he actually, Peter Laviolette, oh my God, oh please. He loses 15 times more than Gallant does.
But he actually has a system of hockey that goes into the playoffs. Gallant, I don't know what he does. He goes like, what did you do to fix the tactics? Oh, I changed the lines a little bit. And that's all he does. The Devils crush the Rangers for games 3 through 7, and I think Gallant had to do a lot with that.
Well, they look good in game 6. They look good in game 6. And so here's who I blame. I blame your superstar players that did nothing. I blame Chris Kreider for being a -4 in that game and not doing it. In the beginning, in the games 1 and 2, Kreider scored 5 goals. Then he evaporated. Kane, Tarasenko, Zibanejad, the Breadman, they were all awful. And I'm not blaming you, but you can't blame Gerard Gallant when your stars suck. They pay him tons of millions of dollars, and not one of them did anything. It's the same thing as watching this crappy Leafs team with all those superstars not doing jack. Are you going to blame Sheldon Keefe?
I think in the Rangers' case, when you have those players, they got to be at least in better positions to go. Players deserve a ton of blame. Don't get me wrong. They got to show up, especially Panarin. Adam Fox probably played the worst game of his life at game 7 for the Rangers. But I think they got to be put in positions to succeed. I don't think Gallant did a very good job of trying to do that, or at least by helping him out.
You see that, Carver High, your boy? You see your boy, Carver High? Look at Famous. He's got his Nike hat on now. Where's that Ranger hat? You remember that hat he had on? He had that Ranger hat. That's gone now. All right. So the Warriors are showing their issues on the road once again as they got thrashed by the Lakers on Saturday night. Where are you guys setting the line? Is it at 2.5 right now for this game tonight at the Crypt?
Yeah, still sitting at 2.5. Doesn't look like it may move off there, but you never know by tip-off. So, yeah, still 2.5 there. Pretty decent action coming on both sides right now at the moment.
Really? Because I saw today it was like almost 90% dubs.
Well, exactly. You got a lot of people coming in saying that, you know, the Warriors can't lose this game. You can't go down 3-1. But over the past few hours, I've started to see some Lakers money come in.
So
I mean, they look really good. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt. The Kraken and Panthers. What the Panthers are doing to the Leafs is astonishing, but not the way they played against Boston and now the way they played against Toronto. And what did you think of Seattle's performance last night with that big 7-2 dumping? 5 goals in the second period, it was all over.
Yeah, they're both teams on some sort of run. I honestly can't believe the Panthers are up 3-0. The Kraken, I thought they had a really good shot coming in against the Stars. I liked the Kraken a lot last year. They just had some awful goaltending that they seem to have fixed this year. But the Panthers, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Toronto. Like, they can't get any breaks. I mean, game two, I can't believe they lost that one where they came out red hot. But, I mean, these are going to be huge for the book. The series prices in both, it's going to be big wins if they both pull it off.
Well, how much of a change has it gone from the Leafs to where they are now and they're bent over and it's KY Jelly night?
We opened the Leafs at minus 165, minus 170, and they're now plus 700 to go to the next round. And even that feels like it's – even you feel like 3-0, it should even be further out there, you know.
Right. They're finished. What about the Devils? Now that they got the 8-4 job yesterday at The Rock, what do you think of their chances now? What are you seeing from bettors there?
Definitely some Devils money coming in today, for sure. I think that was a huge game. If they lost that, it was definitely over, down 3-0. But you know, the Hurricanes did this last year with the Rangers. They didn't win a single road game against the Rangers, then they ended up getting smoked in that game 7. I think the Devils just came back from down 2-0. I think the bettors know that. And, you know, you're always going to get some action called when you put up 8 goals in one game.
Mafia cleaned out BetMGM on Saturday night with his bet in the Muhammad fight at UFC 288 and in the Andre fight. He bet decision. He bet knockout. He hit both bets for big money. And that's why you don't wear your Ranger hat anymore, because you had to sell it to eat dinner.
I'm glad he made a lot of money. We had a really good night, too. I was really surprised with the results we had. It was great two-way action coming in on a lot of these fights, and we came out looking really good on the UFC this weekend.
Famous has always told me off the air that he loves violence. See you next week, Famous.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another exciting edition of Today in Carver High History.
Certainly is. How about 1967 is where we'll begin today. Muhammad Ali is indicted for refusing to go into the Army. 1970, the Knicks beat the Lakers. Game 7, they win the NBA title. 73, Ernie Banks technically becomes the first African-American manager in MLB history when he fills in for Cubs manager Whitey Lockman after he's ejected during the game. 84, the Soviet Union announces it will not participate in the LA Summer Olympics in retaliation for the U.S. boycotting the 80 Moscow Games. 88, due to a restraining order brought by the Devils, NFL referees walk off, leaving them to get amateur referees to work the Devil Bruin playoff games. That was the Schoenfeld Koharski Go Eat a Donut series, if my memory serves me correct. 1988, Mike Tyson crashes his $183,000 Bentley on Varick Street in New York City. An awful place to crash your car, especially with all the traffic that goes into the Holland Tunnel right there. That is not where you're going to have an accident. 1993, Lennox Lewis beats Tony Tucker 12 rounds for the heavyweight title. 2010, last piece of the old Yankee Stadium is taken down. What an awful scene that was. The Texans take Jadeveon Clowney in 2014. James Paxton throws a no-hitter in 2018, and 1 year ago today, 80-1, Rich Strike wins the Derby, second biggest long shot ever in the race.
Epicenter and Sandin, these two, Strike versus Ryan, simplification down the outside is next, we're coming down to the wire, Epicenter, Sandin, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside, oh my goodness, the longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
My man sounded like he was going to have a stroke right there.
The immortal Larry Colmus right there is Rich Strike. At least made it through the race. Most horses don't now.